Pisces, Navamj. One, letting go and open-mindedness. Individuals with planets in Pisces Navamsha are called to release their tightly held beliefs and embrace a more open-minded perspective. Pisces represents the final sign in the zodiac, where individuals must learn to let go of judgments and preconceived notions. The energy of this Navamsha requires a deep level of surrender, allowing individuals to accept people and situations without resistance. There is a strong spiritual lesson here about letting go and learning to flow with the universe, rather than holding on to control. 2. Emotional and spiritual release. Pisces Navamsha emphasizes emotional release and spiritual surrender. Individuals may find themselves facing situations where they have to give away something they've held on to emotionally or materially. This Navamsha pushes people to face their discomforts, especially in the realm of emotions, and challenges them to accept and let go of what no longer serves them. There is also a connection to ancestral karma, as this is where individuals must resolve lingering issues from past lives. 3. Unresolved karma and ancestral connections. Pisces Navamsha is associated with unresolved karmic ties, particularly related to ancestors. The energy here often brings up themes from the past that must be resolved, whether it's emotional, spiritual, or material baggage. The lessons of this Navamsha encourage individuals to give freely and to find ways to complete their unfinished karma, particularly by donating time, resources, or wisdom to others. It is a time of preparation for spiritual release. 4. Control over emotions and flowing with life. Success in Pisces Navamsha comes from learning to control emotions and flow with life's changes. Individuals are pushed to stop resisting the natural flow and to allow things to happen as they are meant to. There is a strong emphasis on controlling emotional responses and learning to manage internal reactions to external events. The practice of mindful emotional regulation helps individuals move forward in life. Atmakarakaka placement in Pisces Navamsha. 1. Sun is Atmakarakaka. When the sun is Atmakarakaka in Pisces Navamsha, individuals are encouraged to give out respect and behave like true leaders. They must learn to embrace humility and generosity, offering respect to others without expecting anything in return. Their personal growth comes from learning to lead with compassion, and their spiritual journey involves giving out respect and behaving as a benevolent leader. 2. Moon as Atmakarakaka. The moon as Atmakarakaka in Pisces Navamsha brings emotional challenges related to deep empathy and attachment to others. These individuals may find themselves giving emotionally to others, even when it is not reciprocated. The lesson here is about learning to give without expecting anything in return, especially to family members or those in need. They are encouraged to develop emotional maturity by nurturing others. 3. Mars as Atmakarakaka. Mars in Pisces. Navamsha encourages individuals to give away land or donate resources related to health, such as medicines that purify the blood. These individuals may be driven to help others by contributing to healthcare or land resources, often working through themes of physical and emotional purification. Their growth comes from learning to serve through action, giving to those in need. Metaphor: Mercury as Atmakarakaka. Mercury in Pisces, Navamsha focuses on giving to siblings, neighbors, and younger individuals. These individuals are called to share their knowledge, communication, or material possessions with those around them, particularly children or younger relatives. Their growth comes from learning to give freely and nurturing the younger generation through guidance and wisdom. Number 5. Jupiter as Atmakarakaka. Jupiter in Pisces. Navamsha highlights the importance of giving wisdom and spiritual knowledge to others. These individuals are encouraged to share their understanding of life's greater meaning with others, offering advice and guidance without reservation. Success comes when they freely give their knowledge to those who seek it, embracing their role as spiritual or philosophical guides. 6. Venus as Atmakarakaka. Venus in Pisces, Navamsha emphasizes the need to give appreciation, energy, and time to relationships. These individuals are encouraged to be generous in their partnerships, offering love and material support to their spouse or significant others. They may find that giving food or material resources to others enriches their life and brings prosperity. Venus here teaches the value of generosity in relationships. 7. Saturn as Atmakarakaka. Saturn in Pisces. Navamsha pushes individuals to give out physical hard work and material goods, particularly salt, which Saturn represents. These individuals are often tasked with working through physical labor or giving material resources to those in need. The lesson is about learning to serve through practical effort, contributing to society and those around them in tangible ways. 8. Rahu is at Makaraka. Rahu in Pisces Navamsha encourages individuals to give unconventional ideas or efforts, even if it means letting go of control. These individuals may struggle with holding on to things, but they must learn to give freely and without expectation. Rahu challenges them to think outside the box and to embrace new ways of giving, even in areas that are unexpected or unconventional. Atmakaraka placement in Pisces Navamsha. 1. Atmakaraka in the first house in Pisces Navamsha. Individuals with this placement are driven by a deep sense of compassion and spiritual exploration. They are naturally inclined to seek higher truths and may feel a strong connection to the mystical or metaphysical realms. Personal growth comes from learning to surrender control and flow with life's unpredictable changes. These individuals thrive in situations where they can express their creativity, empathy, and spiritual insights. Their identity is tied to their ability to let go of rigid expectations and embrace the unknown with grace and acceptance. 2. Atmakaraka in the second house in Pisces Navamsha. Wealth, speech, and family dynamics for these individuals are marked by a sense of fluidity and emotional depth. Financial stability may be elusive, with periods of abundance followed by scarcity, pushing them to find a deeper sense of security beyond material possessions. They are encouraged to cultivate a sense of generosity and compassion in their family relationships, often acting as emotional support for others. Communication is gentle, empathetic, and often focused on spiritual or philosophical matters, helping them navigate changes in their resources and family dynamics. 3. Atmakaraka in the third house in Pisces Navamsha. Communication, learning, and relationships with siblings or close contacts are deeply intuitive and emotionally driven. These individuals may rely on their instincts and emotional intelligence to navigate relationships and express their ideas. They are often drawn to creative writing, poetry, or spiritual teachings, using these mediums to communicate their deeper truths. Challenges in their early relationships may push them to develop a more compassionate and forgiving approach, leading to personal growth through emotional and intellectual expression. 4. Atmakaraka in the fourth house in Pisces, Navamsha. Home life and emotional security are central themes for individuals with this placement. They are often deeply connected to their home and family, but they may experience periods of instability or emotional upheaval. Their growth comes from learning to create a peaceful and nurturing environment, both for themselves and those they care about. They may be drawn to spiritual practices or retreats that allow them to connect with their inner selves and find emotional healing. Emotional security is found not through material stability, but through spiritual contentment and inner peace. 5. Atmakaraka in the fifth house in Pisces Navamsha. Creativity, children, and intellectual pursuits are areas of emotional depth and spiritual exploration for these individuals. They are often drawn to creative projects that allow them to express their empathy and spiritual insights, particularly in areas like music, art, or writing. Their relationships with children may be marked by deep emotional bonds, where they act as nurturers or spiritual guides. Success comes from their ability to channel their creative energy into projects that inspire others and foster emotional connection and healing. 6. Atmakaraka in the sixth house in Pisces Navamsha. Service, health, and work-related responsibilities are areas where individuals must learn to navigate emotional and spiritual challenges. They may face health issues that require a holistic or spiritual approach, pushing them to focus on emotional healing as a path to physical well-being. In their work life, they are often drawn to roles that involve caring for others, such as counseling, healing, or spiritual guidance. Their growth comes from learning to serve others selflessly, finding fulfillment in helping others through compassionate action. 7. Atmakaraka in the seventh house in Pisces Navamsha. Partnerships and relationships are deeply spiritual and emotionally intense for these individuals. They seek partners who share their sense of compassion, empathy, and spiritual growth, but they may also face challenges in maintaining emotional boundaries. Their growth comes from learning to balance their emotional needs with those of their partner, creating a relationship that fosters mutual healing and spiritual connection. Success in relationships comes when they embrace unconditional love and develop emotional resilience. 8. Atmakaraka in the 8th house in Pisces Navam. Transformation, deep emotional connections, and shared resources are areas of profound spiritual growth for individuals with this placement. They are drawn to explore the mysteries of life and death, often experiencing deep emotional or spiritual transformations. Financial matters may be unstable, particularly in joint ventures, but these challenges push them to develop a more detached and spiritual approach to material possessions. Their growth comes from embracing the unknown and trusting in the process of emotional and spiritual renewal. 9. Atmakaraka in the 9th house in Pisces, Navamsha. Higher learning, travel, and philosophical pursuits are deeply connected to spirituality and emotional exploration for these individuals. They are often drawn to study spiritual or metaphysical subjects, seeking to understand the deeper truths of life. Their growth comes from learning to integrate their spiritual insights into their everyday life, often acting as teachers or guides to others. Travel, particularly to places of spiritual significance, plays an important role in their personal development, helping them connect with their inner wisdom and emotional healing. 10. Atmakaraka in the 10th house in Pisces Navamsha. Career and public recognition are areas where these individuals seek to express their compassion and spiritual insights. They are often drawn to professions that involve helping others, whether through healing, counseling, or spiritual work. Their career path may be unpredictable, with periods of uncertainty or change, but their growth comes from learning to trust in the process and follow their intuition. Success comes when they find a career that aligns with their spiritual values and allows them to make a meaningful impact on the world. 11. Atmakaraka in the 11th house in Pisces Navamsha. Social networks, friendships, and community involvement are areas of emotional depth and spiritual connection for these individuals. They are drawn to communities or social groups that share their spiritual or compassionate values, often acting as mentors or guides within these groups. Challenges in their social life may push them to develop a more inclusive and empathetic approach, leading to personal growth through their ability to foster emotional connection and spiritual support within their community. 12. Atmakaraka in the 12th house in Pisces Navamsha. Solitude, introspection, and spiritual growth are central themes for individuals with this placement. They are often drawn to spend time alone, reflecting on their emotions and spiritual journey. This placement encourages them to embrace solitude as a path to emotional healing and spiritual awakening. Their growth comes from learning to surrender control and trust in the universe, finding peace and fulfillment in the deeper spiritual truths they uncover through introspection and meditation.